Welcome back to Good Food Mercantile San Francisco. I'm Katie Mosman-Wadler, and I'm very excited now to introduce the most special guest host that we could possibly hope to have. We're joined right now by Sarah Wiener, founder of the Good Food Awards and Good Food Foundation. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks so much for having me.
And we also have the lovely Annalena Barrett from Good Food Foundation. Welcome, Annalena.
Thank you.
So I'm going to pass this over to you guys to conduct our next interview and introduce our next guest. And I just want to say huge thanks from Heritage Radio Network for having us here today and for joining us on the air.
Thank you so much. Well, we are here with one of our fabulous Good Food Mercantile crafters. And you can't see this because it's radio, but we have these coconuts that we're all drinking that are making us feel like we're in Thailand or somewhere tropical. And I want to hear all about it from our special guest.
Thanks so much for having me. This is really lovely. We're so honored to be here. We are Coco & Co. We import fresh, organic, fair trade coconuts from Thailand and custom brand them for different events around the country. And we're here actually presenting our brand new coconut butter spreads, a whole line of coconut butter spreads, originally made for coffee, but now being used on crepes around the country.
Amazing. Yeah. And we heard some rumors that you're working very closely with some farmers in Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
Could you tell us about that?
Of course. So originally, when we started our company, we met a very lovely Sri Lankan man in Prospect Park, served him a coconut, and he asked us, what's the best coconut you've ever had? We said, the best is the king coconut in Sri Lanka. He said, well, we got to go together, and I want you to try my coconuts. So we actually flew together to Sri Lanka, and he had 42 acres that was decimated in the civil war, and we started a project of replenishing that farm. So we planted seedlings about 2 years ago, and we have 4 more years until they bear fruit. But we're working with the community around that farm to rebuild it and building little houses on it and making sure that everybody's getting paid an equitable amount.
That's awesome. Yeah. Can I ask why coconuts? Like out of all of the of the produce you could be interested in?
Of course. The way that people take a break from their day with a coconut is like nothing else. It's a cumbersome fruit. You start handing somebody a coconut, and it's so novel and ridiculous that they can't help but stop whatever they were doing. And like, it's like a micro vacation. You know, you're in the middle of a hectic, busy day in New York, somebody hands you a coconut, and it's done. Like, you are on the beach in Thailand until you finish the coconut, and then you're back
right,
in the hustle
and
bustle.
And then you're back in New York or wherever. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
What's your experience been at the Mercantile like today?
It's been incredible. Everybody's incredibly nice and so interested in what we're doing. It's amazing. It's our first time really presenting the spreads, and so I've realized that there are hundreds of questions that I need to to come up with answers to, but everybody's been so kind and so interested and excited about what we're doing. So it feels really great.
Awesome. So how did you even have the idea to make these coconut spreads?
The coconut spreads came from a dear friend of mine who lived on an island in Eleuthera for a few years, and she was telling me she mixes coconut butter in her coffee. She made me a cup one morning, and it blew my mind just putting coconut. This was many years ago. And so I started experimenting with what else I want to add to my coffee in the morning. So we were doing coconut butter with honey, with cardamom, with cinnamon. And in Sri Lanka, we realized that there's like a flavor profile, a spice profile that made perfect sense for a cup of coffee. So we started like really working on this one spread. And when cafes started using it, there's a cafe in Brooklyn called Little Skips, and they actually serve coconut stuffed lattes, and they kill there. People dig them. And they also started using them as spreads. So we were like, how could we not have other flavors? So that's how we came up with the idea of doing the matcha and the ginger molasses and the Mexican chocolate.
So cool. So as far as using the spreads goes, it's coffee additive, spread.
Yeah.
What else can you do with that?
Yeah, all utility. I mean, some people add it to smoothies. Some people add them to teas, but for the most part, I think right now, the one that people are going crazy over at the Good Food Mercantile is the ginger molasses, and they're loving it as a spread on toast. So that's like, mix it with some fruit, throw it on some toast, and call it a day.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that you can illuminate for everyone else this myth that I had, which was, I love the fresh young coconuts to drink them, but I had heard these rumors that they're like steeped in formaldehyde or something. So how are yours not steeped in formaldehyde?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're definitely not. Our coconuts, cut 4 a.m, straight off the tree, shaved down, and dipped in an organic solution, which I can't share, but it's fully organic, and there's no formaldehyde. And they're also been tested, the water inside the coconut, and whatever it's soaked in, it's only in there for a few minutes, and it never makes it into the nut itself. So it's really just on the outside to make it shippable, but ours is a fully organic solution.
Fabulous. Yeah. Now I can indulge guilt-free.
Right.
Right. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Are you learning as you kind of get into the food world, like, things that you want to change? Like, what are your objectives with this company as far as sustainability goes?
I mean, our favorite thing about our coconuts and the thing that we're trying to get better at is we want somebody to be able to drink a coconut and know who picked it. We mm-hmm. want to be able to say, like, when it was picked, where it was picked, who the farmer is, what are they getting paid, like, what does their family need, what are we able to supply. We want that transparency to be a bigger component of food in general, and we're going to be able to do that in a really big way soon. Like, we're adding, our goal is in the next few months to add barcodes to each of the boxes where you can actually go online and search your coconuts and see where they came from, see exactly who it was. So it'll answer all the questions. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. That's amazing. So how long have you guys been around? You seem like such a new company, but you have fancy barcodes. And
well, the coconuts, we started in January 2015. So it's been 3 years.
Very
almost
cool.
Exactly 3 years. The coconut spreads we launched here. So you heard it here first.
We are so honored that you chose the Good Food Mercantile to launch the spreads.
I'm so honored to be here. It's incredible.
Yay.
It's really the best.
So where can people find your coconut spreads and your fresh coconuts?
The fresh coconuts, you'll find us at music festivals across the country. If you're interested in fresh coconuts, go to coconuts.nyc. We are national. We're even doing some events in Mexico in the next few weeks. The coconut spreads are at coconutstuff.com.
Awesome. What's the weirdest thing anyone's ever wanted you to brand into a coconut?
Oh, wow. There's a very phallic logo of a motel that somebody wanted, and we had to hit them up like, are you sure that this is the logo of the motel you want on your coconut? And they were like, yeah, that's the idea. Like, great, we're into
sure.
it. So
yeah.
We did it. Yeah.
You've never turned anyone away?
We've turned people away, but not for weird brands.
Gotcha.
No, that was great. They dug it, and it was a great event.
Right on.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thanks so much for having me. Y'all are lovely. Thank you.
You are lovely.
And thanks to Heritage Radio and the Julia Childs Foundation for Gastronomy and the Culinary Arts for supporting Heritage Radio Network on tour.